That long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Radio studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, guys, it is Valentine's Day. This is right about the time when every florist is like, you'll pay whatever we tell you and like it. Yep, some of the top Valentine's Day gifts this year are candy, jewelry, and gift cards. Oh, yeah. Nothing says romantic, well-thought-out present like a Panera gift card. That's what I say. On Valentine's Day, you can always tell who's been married a while because instead of going out to dinner, they're like, we got 3 layers of the 7-layer dip left from Sunday. You want to just split that?
It's interesting that the cultural vibe on Valentine's Day is that, in despite what I always say every single year, to the point of annoyance, that every successful long-term couple I've ever known in my life doesn't take it seriously. But the joke is like, that's because love is dead or something like that. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous.
Right, that if you don't take it seriously and skillfully, you know, pull it off skillfully, there's something terribly wrong with you, and you should be judged for it or rejected for it.
But so many dramatic couples I've known in my life who, you know, come apart over Valentine's Day not being enough, that was the proper way to, I don't know. It's confusing to me.
Yeah, it's like it hangs around mostly as the gist for jokes or
commercialism. Well, you go to See's Candy today in the mall, you'll stand in line for 20 minutes. I mean, it sells a lot of stuff.
Human beings, odd creatures. I was thinking for quite a while about how to present some of the things that I'm about to present to you, and I couldn't decide whether to go in depth on some of them or just kind of go with a digest of gender-bending madness. And there's one thing in particular that I reserve the right to go into depth later on, later today or just later. But I've decided to go with a quick digest of how aggressive and sick the radical gender theory, radical queer theory stuff is right now, and how aggressively they're preaching it to children. Just a quick note, Illinois is trying to pass House Bill 4876. If it's passed, Illinois parents will lose custody if they refuse to affirm and endorse transgender drugs and surgical procedures, up to and including breast removal, penis removal, et cetera. It includes any medical procedures outside of that, like vaccines, abortions, et cetera, without parental consent. It essentially drives a hard legal wedge between children and their parents in terms of medical decisions.
Men, so who would be making the call on that? So the kid says, hey, Dad, I'm not a girl, I'm a boy.
Or I want an abortion, for instance, but yeah.
Dad says, well, sorry, till you're 18, I'm not getting you the surgery. They go to, what, the police or the school or who enforces
yeah, probably,
it?
I suspect very strongly it would be through the school because that's the contact point for radicals for your kids. And they would know who to call, what agency.
That is crazy.
Illinois Department of Health or whatever.
I might actually kidnap my kid and go to another country or something like extreme like that.
I hear you. Yeah. Parents who refuse to affirm will be labeled unsafe and abusive, can face up to 15 years in prison, and fines up to $25,000. There's no age limit. Any adult can take a child to receive the outlined procedures. If they're 11 years old, that's fine. The activist, the queer activist in school will take your kid. And doctors performing these procedures cannot be sued under any circumstances, according to this law they're trying to pass in Illinois.
Wow.
Part of the reason I bring this up is just
God,
to remind you.
If you're a doctor who would perform like a penis removal on an 11-year-old, there's something really wrong with you.
Yeah. Yeah, there really is. So the governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, who's a billionaire and a trustee at Duke University, I read, and I only bring that up because I came across quite a thorough article in the Carolina Journal, which I'm not familiar with, but one of our beloved listeners from North Carolina sent it. And they're pointing out that J.B. Pritzker, who has a transgender or sister, brother, whatever, cousin, he and his family are like the George Washington and Thomas Jefferson of radical gender theory and pushing it into colleges, universities, and medical centers. They spend millions and millions and millions of dollars to promote this sickness. J.B. Pritzker has his eye on the White House. He is semi-frequently named as if Biden can't do it or next election as a heavyweight. It literally, he's a big fat guy, but as somebody who might be president. And it's interesting. I wish I had time to go into depth in this on this article, but they're talking about how Duke University and its medical center have gone super activist on the give chemicals to kids, cut off their breasts, that sort of thing, the gender-affirming surgeries, which is sex changes, experimental sex change for children. And this article is extremely critical of that and tracks J.B. Pritzker's activism, and it explains that that's a big explanation of why Duke's gone in such a radical direction. And again, there's a lot to it, and it's thorough, and it's unbelievable. I hope it got some attention, you know, around Duke University. Yet another example. This one is what I saw somebody caption this, something to the effect of, okay, I give up. Transit police in Vancouver are seeking the public's help in capturing a person who sexually assaulted a woman at a train station last year. I don't like the word sexual assault. It was a rape. Subject is described as 30 to 40 years of age, 5'10 and 6 feet tall, with dark complexion, slender build, wearing a wig, long, dark, wavy hair, blah, blah, blah. But they don't mention if it's a male or a female, which would certainly help because it would eliminate half the population, right?
Mm.
Well, the person from a distance is dressed like a woman, but the face has the heavy jaw and forehead of a man. And then here, where's the, actually, it turns out the police do know. You see, the suspect has a penis, and there was semen left at the scene. But, said the coppers, when asked, why didn't you have the suspect's sex in a press release? We've left, this is the moment where you either become an activist with me on this crap, or you give up. Says the head cop. We've left it out for a reason. It's because we don't know. The video evidence shows someone who would appear female, who is female presenting, but the physical evidence is that of a genetic male. So they say they don't know if it was a male or a female.
Well, it's like that audio we played from the Texas law enforcement about that shooting at the church, where they were tying themselves into knots to make sure they were on the right side politically of calling this person a woman and justifying why they did.
So just to briefly summarize, we are at a point where sworn peace officers say of a person who raped a woman with his penis and left semen at the scene, We don't know if it's a man or a woman.
That is pretty crazy.
As Voltaire said, if they can make you repeat absurdities, they can make you commit atrocities. I believe that. A couple more. I'm not done. New York Post, Montana parents say they lost custody of daughter after opposing 14-year-old's gender transition. Anybody ever raised a 14-year-old girl? The idea of 14-year-old girls making permanent life-altering decisions in defiance of their parents and being backed by the courts is scary. Of course, Jennifer, whose name was changed, expressed suicidal thoughts at school unless she got her her gender transition, her experimental sex change chemicals and surgery. She came home, drank some toilet bowl cleaner, and took painkillers in an attempt to take her own life. So the state said, well, obviously, then we can perform experimental procedures on
her. Dad, you realize if you give in to teenagers, if threatening to kill themselves is a trump card where you get to do anything, it's going to be a tough spot.
Wow, that's like an example of Goodhart's Law. Where if your standard for, okay, how do we know a teen is serious about their desire to whatever, become a dude or get their breasts removed or whatever, it's if they threaten suicide. Well, once that becomes your measure, it's no longer suitable as a measure because people will exploit it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'd like to go into depth on this one. It's a tragic story. It's absolutely heartbreaking. These parents love their daughter so much.
Oh, yeah.
And their family
was
destroyed by this.
Oh, God, it would be just, I can't imagine dealing with that. Holy crap.
Dad claims ex-wife forced young son to transition despite his protests.
Oh, my God, if you had a split family and the other one wants to do that, holy crap.
His ex, radical gender activist, my son has never been diagnosed with gender dysphoria. His wife started recommending puberty blockers when he was 9 years old. This is a mentally ill woman abusing a child, and he lost custody.
I would kidnap the kid, and I'd go to a different country. I'd do something like crazy like that.
Two more.
Are you going to do?
And this is the one I was going to go into depth on. Even the New York freaking Times, folks. As kids, they thought they were trans. They no longer do. Grace Powell was 12 or 13 when she discovered she could be a boy. Growing up in relatively conservative Grand Rapids, Michigan, like many teenagers, she didn't feel comfortable in her own skin. She was unpopular, frequently bullied. Puberty made everything worse. She suffered from depression, in and out of therapy. I felt so detached from my body, and the way it was developing felt hostile to me. It was classic gender dysphoria, feeling discomfort with your sex. Reading about transgender people online, Powell believed the reason she didn't feel comfortable in her body was that she was in the wrong body. Not that she's a confused little girl growing into a woman's body, which is confusing for every young girl. But no, because she has gender dysphoria. Transitioning seemed like the obvious solution. The narrative she heard and absorbed was that if you don't transition, you'll kill yourself. So she made that clear to her parents. This is in the New York Times now.
Yeah, thanks to the New York Times for doing this.
At 17, desperate to begin hormone therapy, she broke the news to her parents. They sent her to a gender specialist. In the fall of her senior year, she started cross-sex hormones, went to college. And then, at no point during her medical or surgical transition, Powell says, did anyone ask her about the reasons behind her gender dysphoria or her depression. At no point was she asked about her sexual orientation. At no point was she asked about any previous trauma. So neither the therapists nor the doctors ever learned that she'd been sexually abused as a child.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Raped as a child, afraid of becoming a woman, so they perform experimental procedures on her, backed by activists. I wish there had been more open conversations, she said now. She's 23 and has detransitioned. But I was told there is one cure and one thing to do if this is your problem, and this will help you.
And I was a kid. Kids have bad judgment.
I've probably exhausted all of you. I see this unfolding all around me, and it is sick. And it's abusive, and it is doing the worst possible thing you can do to a confused, scared adolescent, and that's stoking their fears.
Yeah.
Anyway, end of screed for now. I will give the floor.
I saw that article, and I appreciate the New York Times doing it, and I listened to an interview with, what's the family that owns the New York Times for the last 150 years? Saltzman, Sulzberger?
Sulzberger, yeah.
Sulzberger, they got the Sulzberger that currently runs it, and he talked about the pushback they get whenever they offer this side of the whole trans issue, and how, I mean, it's over the top, but he felt like they need to stand up and present both sides. So good for them to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, James Lindsay, and I'll keep this very, very short, wrote a brilliant screed the other day that I wanted to quote at length, but his point was the whole LGBTQ plus, minus, whatever thing. That very string of letters is a lie because it ties the most radical of beliefs to a gay dude, a lesbian woman. And acts as if they're all in one group and all must speak with one group. But guess who it is who's the spokespeople now for that group? The most radical out there.
Right. It's really classic Mott and Bailey sort of argument.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But don't fall for it.
Mm, very interesting. We got a lot on the way, including our tribute to the guy who invented the Pop-Tart who died yesterday at the age of something or other. I think he was like 37 because he ate a lot of Pop-Tarts. No, he was old. and a bunch of other stuff. By the way, stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Chilly winter mornings are perfect for staying under the covers and having breakfast in bed. And HelloFresh supports that dream because they're giving away one breakfast item with every single HelloFresh delivery for life.
For free. That means while you're a HelloFresh subscriber, not only will you enjoy your pick of the tasty dinner recipes they're known for, you'll also enjoy breakfast for free.
HelloFresh actually has you covered for every mealtime occasion with a delicious array of quick lunches, sides, snacks, apps, desserts, and a whole lot more.
And not only does HelloFresh help you cut back on extra trips to the grocery store, but their pre-portioned ingredients help eliminate excess food waste.
Yeah, and if I can do it, anyone can. This year, make eating better and saving money a priority and make it easy with America's number one meal kit.
Join HelloFresh today and get free breakfast for life with the code ArmstrongFree at HelloFresh.com/ArmstrongFree. That's one free breakfast item per box while subscription is active with the code ArmstrongFree at HelloFresh.com/ArmstrongFree. One more time, HelloFresh.com/ArmstrongFree.
Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Well, switch to Pure Talk today and you'll get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. Now, qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and of course, mobile hotspot. Just dial #250, say the keyword Pure Talk, claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone. Start saving on wireless today and switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
Your tax refund belongs to you, not an identity thief. Over $6 billion in tax refunds were flagged by the IRS for possible identity theft in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Don't let someone else enjoy your refund. Save up to 25% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Hoyt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
the devil called my name.
When I was just a boy,
say now, who do?
Who
do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy,
I'm a consecrated boy.
Major milestone in Paris. It was nearly 5 years ago, Notre Dame Cathedral, after that devastating fire. Work crews were moving the scaffolding from the top of the cathedral. The new spire now revealed in full view, a new golden rooster with flaming feathers symbolizing the cathedral rising from the ashes. The cathedral set to reopen next December.
Wow, I didn't realize it's been closed that entire time. So if you went to Paris, you couldn't go in Notre Dame, huh?
Golden rooster with flaming feathers?
Hmm. As Jesus wanted. Mentioned the inventor of the Pop-Tart died at the age of 96 yesterday. I mentioned I probably had 1,000 Pop-Tarts in my life. That might be in a, oh, that's easily a low number. Because I probably had a Pop-Tart every day for a decade, so. Yeah, or more. Anyway, got a bunch of suggestions from people. Yes, I used to butter my Pop-Tarts. A whole bunch of people did that, too. Brown sugar being the best one to butter, and then you toast it until the brown sugar actually becomes caramelized and butter it. But somebody said, do you freeze them? Freeze it. They said it'll change your life. So I've never had a frozen Pop-Tart. Maybe I'll try that with the kids. Would you freeze it and then toast it? Or are you eating it frozen?
Do you toast it, then freeze it? It's kind of weird and, like, oily if it's not cooked. Because like bacon, which is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy, it self-fries.
What does that mean?
Well, it becomes crispy because the oil in it gets superheated in the toaster, and that gives it that deliciousness. Yeah.
Oh, it is delicious. I'm not going to spend much time on this because just nobody cares, and we bring it up, and I hear radios clicking off all across America. But, you know, you can get plenty of coverage, and we'll talk more about Mayorkas being impeached. That's a nothing. It's going to disappear into history. It'll accomplish nothing. It'll mean nothing. Nobody will ever talk about it. But the fact that the interest on our debt now surpasses what we spend on defense spending is monumental. Monumental.
Not the total, the interest.
I was reading the Dispatch's coverage of this, and I know one reason is Steve Hayes, founder of the Dispatch, is a big fiscal hawk and thinks it's the most important thing in America, and he's right. But how Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney, when they ran in 2012 against Barack Obama, they would have a debt clock behind them, and the debt clock hit $16 trillion during their campaign. And they talked about how this is the end of America, and it's the most important story, and blah, 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 blah. And since then, there are no fiscal hawks, and nobody cares, and that $16 trillion is now $34 trillion, and with interest rates where they are, we now spend more on the interest of our debt than we do on national defense, which is astounding.
Yeah.
But nobody cares.
Well, I'm reminded of things the Founding Fathers said about it's a republic if you can keep it, and there's no way it endures if we don't have a moral populace.
Dang it, that's a troubling story. Sorry to trouble you on Valentine's Day.
Armstrong and Getty.
The Fed is setting a digital dollar control trap. The new FedNow system might sound modern and convenient, but the truth is, it's all about surveillance and control. Don't be fooled. Secure your assets right now with something Washington cannot manipulate. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon, former advisor to Donald Trump. And in these times of uncertainty, I believe the best way to defend your savings is to use tangible assets, which is why I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Because gold has a 5,000-year track record as the ultimate guardian of wealth. To learn more, get a free info kit by texting the word HEDGE to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust, so text HEDGE to the number 989898. That's HEDGE to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. There's no obligation or purchase required.
Messaging. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friends and co-hosts Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show Ask Elle right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns,
and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The vote we will soon take to provide military weapons for Ukraine is the most important vote we will ever take as United States senators. We're not being asked to send American troops into war. We are asked to help the Ukrainians defend themselves. If we fail to help Ukraine, Putin will invade a NATO nation. He may delay his next invasion until he rebuilds his decimated military. But we must be clear-eyed. Ukraine is not the end. It is a step.
I believe Mitt Romney there thinks he's doing what Winston Churchill was doing in the 30s, giving unpopular speeches to half-empty rooms, that someday he would prove to be right to have given.
And he hopes to convince, if even only a few people that of the gathering storm, to quote Churchill.
Right. I didn't used to think that Putin would go further, but I am thinking that now for a variety of reasons, including Trump's comments about NATO, where Putin would think, you know, they're not going to hold together and honor Article 5 over one of these tiny little countries. No way. And he might be right.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's right, but he might react that way. Plus, I would suggest just take Putin at his word. He keeps identifying various parts of Europe and saying, you know, that ought to be ours anyway. Mm-hmm. And then he goes and takes them. So if there are any more on the list, and there are several, I'd take him at his word. You want to do any more omit, or you feel
pretty
good about it? I don't
know. I feel good about it.
All right. Super. Got a handful of emails that are on the topic. There are folks who are skeptical of the Ukraine strategy, want to stop giving them money, that sort of thing. I'm going to start with this one from Sean, which is perfectly legit. Honestly asking, what's the strategy in Ukraine? Is it just keep fighting until eventually, maybe after decades, the Russians leave? Well, maybe after decades is a little prejudicial, but yeah, it has kind of become that. He says, I can't have any clear sense of what the strategy is. If I don't want to keep giving them weapons, then it means I support Putin. But what is the actual plan here? If there is a plan, Biden needs to communicate it better. If there isn't a plan, or if it was that big summer offensive last year that failed, we need an actual plan. The problem isn't funding Ukraine. It is funding Ukraine without giving them an actual strategy.
Well, I certainly agree with the part of the president needs to communicate what the plan is, and do you have a plan to win? And as so many people have said, since this started, Joe Biden seems to be committed to giving Ukraine just enough to lose, but delay it for some reason, because he's a pussy, is why. Joe Biden.
Yeah, I would agree. I think the strategy was, we're going to arm Ukraine to the point that it's so painful for Russia to take and hold territory that they withdraw and say, never mind.
History,
didn't work.
History will never know, but on in a parallel universe, a president gave Ukraine the stuff we ended up giving them anyway. Right away, Ukraine just bowled over those weak Russian troops that were on the run, pushed them out, and it was over.
So, moment of personal growth for me was quite a number of years ago when I internalized the fact that I can't fix everyone. And there are a lot of folks, including people who are quite respectful, and I appreciate them listening to the show very much, but they indulge in the belief that evidence is proof. And that if there's something that seems like something, you declare it to be undeniably true, and you puff out your chest and declare anybody who disagrees an idiot. There's a big difference between evidence and proof.
Give me an example. So you mean like you need enough evidence to get to proof, or?
Here's
because you use evidence to prove things in a trial, right?
Right, but not, you know, and he'd said he didn't like Jack Armstrong and wished he was dead. Well, we'll convict him. You know, Richard Jewell, the alleged Atlanta Olympics bomber, is a perfect example of evidence that's not proof. He was right there. He was a would-be, wannabe cop, lived with his mom. He's the sort of guy, blah, blah, blah. And then the FBI went crazy trying to prove this guy was guilty. He wasn't. Anyway, we got, let's see, I got to skip ahead. Here's one. You both seem to be wagged by the dog on the Ukraine issue. It's clear Putin's a bad actor and that his invasion of Ukraine was bad for the Ukrainians, but how can you guys both be blinded to the grift going on with the Ukraine war funding? How convenient that after the 20-year spigot was turned off in Afghanistan, the establishment of both parties are eager to spend unlimited amounts of money, military spending, on Russia's border dispute. Even going so far as to pressure Zelensky out of a peace agreement 2 months into the conflict.
Russia's border dispute. Dude, I can't take that. I mean, come on. Russia's border dispute, there are borders, and Russia doesn't get to decide what the borders are. And if we let Russia or China or anybody else decide what borders are around the world, at the point of a gun, I'll read from John Bolton's speech yesterday, which I'm sure if you're not into standing up for Ukraine, you don't respect John Bolton's opinion much anyway.
No, they're just shouting neocon, right?
Right, but he talks about the world order. There is no world. I'll just summarize what John Bolton said yesterday. There's no such thing as a world order. That doesn't automatically happen. The world order that exists is because of the United States and its allies, and it's probably only temporary, and it benefits us greatly. It has and would in the future.
But so the idea that Mark from Honolulu, who seems like a good guy, he's got beliefs that differ from mine, but that doesn't mean we can't be friends. But the idea that because Afghanistan wound down very, very poorly, and it roughly coincided with Putin invading Ukraine, and the only reason that we're helping Ukraine now is because the military-industrial complex insisted on it, and it wasn't a coincidence, and how can you guys be so blind and be wagged by the dog? That's what I'm talking about. You've got some very, very thin gruel of evidence that you're presenting as definitive proof.
DeSantis used the term border dispute at one point, which I just thought was awful. So if we invade Mexico or Canada, we get to say it's a border dispute. We've decided we think the border should be over there on the other side of Vancouver. We'd like to have
Vancouver. Because historically Thomas Jefferson admired Quebec. Yeah,
or something.
You know, there's some more. Are we supposed to do a commercial? Yeah, I think we are. The main email I wanted to get to, which is quite respectful and well thought out. Mm-hmm. I disagree with it, but we'll get to that after a word from our friends at Oxford Gold Group. Tell you what, no matter what you think of John Bolton or Ukraine or funding or whatever, you have to agree that the world is a little topsy-turvy right now. And folks are trying to hedge their financial bets against inflation and chaos, often with physical assets like gold and silver. And if you're curious about that, call our friends at Oxford Gold Group.
Yeah, in case you've forgotten, we've had regional bank closures, obviously inflation, global instability Joe was just mentioning, potential for World War III. Now is a good time for precious metals for all kinds of different reasons. If you got a bug-out plan, precious metals are the best. I mean, they hold on to their value no matter what, always have throughout history.
And again, inflation, something I worry about. Go to OxfordGoldGroup.com/free, request the info kit today, or make a purchase of precious metals, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. OxfordGoldGroup.com/free. OxfordGoldGroup.com/free. If you want to go old school and call them, 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
No, this Ukraine issue isn't one where it, like, makes me mad at people who have the other point of view, like, I don't know, like some of the transgender stuff or whatever. I just think we disagree. But
and predicting which way history is going to go is a hard thing. It's always been hard.
But, man, if we let go of the world order, boy, we're going to miss it when it's gone.
Yeah, that's... that is one counter argument that I almost never hear posed well. If a guy like me says, our wealth, our prosperity, our the peace, the fact that we enjoy peace mostly, our lifestyles, the health of the economy, et cetera. It's all dependent on a reasonable amount of security to conduct trade worldwide. Shipping routes, overland routes, countries being peaceful and prosperous so we can buy crap. All of that directly affects your life. And if we have an era of conquest and chaos, that is going to take it in the pants, but hard. That is an undeniable fact of history. And if we withdraw American power and influence from the world, that vacuum will be filled instantaneously by bad actors. That to me is close to undeniable. If you have any grasp of history and any grasp of Russia's and China's current strategies around the world. I have multiple stories swirled away here about how Russia is trying to poison the well in Africa by claiming that the malaria vaccines that saved millions of lives in Africa that came from the United States, that those were actually a cruel experiment that are killing people. China is trying to buy, extort, whatever, influence all over the world and turn third world countries against the United States. They are trying as hard as they can to change the world order in a way that would make you miserable, friends, okay? I believe that to my soul. Hit me with the counterargument. You're a neocon. That's not a counterargument. The military-industrial complex, they are guilty of a hell of a lot. You and I agree on that. Absolutely they are. But you can't claim every time America expresses its power overseas, that is purely and simply to be slaves to the military-industrial complex. That's the argument of a numbskull. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's 90-10. Sometimes it's 80-20. Sometimes it's 60-40. Do I have to keep going? That's why this stuff is hard, because it's not obviously one thing or another.
Well, you'd also obviously have to believe that Putin won't go any further, because if he does go further into a NATO country, then we're at war and it's a lot more expensive than the money we're sending to Ukraine. We would spend in a week maybe what we've spent on Ukraine this entire time if we're actually at war, unless you're then going to also argue, well, then we shouldn't honor Article 5 because it's a border dispute with some NATO country.
Exactly, and I don't want to argue in bad faith because I'm railing against people who argue in bad faith, and I don't want to put words into anybody's mouths, but I think a lot of people who are of the opposing point of view to what I've been describing would say, well, we shouldn't be in that all or nothing if Moldova has, 15 square feet invaded, we're at all-out nuclear war with Russia, blah, blah, blah. NATO's been the greatest force for stability perhaps in the history of the world, okay? If there is instability, you will despise it. Trust me on that. Well, you don't trust me on that, and that's fine. If we were to dissolve NATO, for instance, which I don't think Trump wants to do for a minute. He's just doing his I'm the toughest guy in the block negotiating style, and it's worked pretty well. If we were to withdraw support for Article 5, you would have an age of conquest and death in Europe, which would then spread, the likes of which mankind has never even imagined, much less experienced. Do I profit from the military-industrial complex? No, I don't. Am I a neocon by any definition I've read? No, absolutely not. I'm a student of history.
Well, you're talking about Europe. It immediately becomes an Asia situation, China situation, yeah. if the conquest game is back on.
Yeah, I mean, I've got some more of these arguments that are...
These are tough calls, though, man. This is what you get paid the big bucks for as a president or a SecDef or Secretary of State. We got to get these calls right.
Yeah. Anyway, that's probably enough of that. I'm going to hold on to this other email for a while because it makes some arguments that I think ought to be answered, but I don't want to wear everybody out. Speaking of wearing everybody out, as a treat, a little dessert, a little red velvet cake, Valentine's Day cupcake. After this meal of geopolitics, coming up later, maybe next hour, the top medical searches state by state. Where's America's gonorrhea capital? You'll have to stay tuned.
Is this your second married Valentine's Day, Michael?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, usually I dip myself red in paint and then put rose petals all over my body.
I know you have in the past, yes.
Yeah.
So you're going to continue with that?
I'll probably continue with it, despite the inflation cost.
Fantastic. Inflation has not slowed down you being dipped in red paint. That's good to hear. A lot more on the way to hear.
Armstrong and Getty.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, listeners, when it comes to romance, what's more romantic than two forks sharing one creamy, delicious piece of cheesecake? Drizzle that cheesecake with Nutella, the irresistible and beloved cocoa hazelnut spread, and you've got a shareable sweetheart of a dessert to finish off your Black Bear Diner meal. So grab your Valentine and make your way to Black Bear Diner for a cozy and shareable celebration. Order online at blackbeardiner.com or stop by daily at our Reading location.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
By the way, Michael, I for one, I don't know if anybody else is picking up on this, but your fantastic songs of love you're playing on this Valentine's Day. Really enjoyed it. It's kind of like yacht rock. Really a lot of yacht rock.
Very much like that, yes.
Katie has breaking news. Breaking news, donkey.
We have about 50 people blocking all lanes of the Golden Gate Bridge. They are pro-Palestinian protesters.
I was going to make you stop and then guess what it was.
Oh.
Climate change.
Blew it.
Or there's another one that's popular. But this one is what?
This is pro-Palestine.
Okay.
We have about 15 to 20 vehicles stopped, 50 people on the bridge.
Enjoy the bay, the cold water, the currents under Joe Getty's system. You would be hurled into it. Got to clear traffic. I suggest you tuck and do a cannonball. It's a long way down.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you want to land feet first if you can, I think.
Yeah, kind of knife your way into the water. Hold your breath.
50 people is going to stop traffic completely. Rush hour, Golden Gate Bridge, if you're not familiar with it, it is very busy.
And if they will not be prosecuted in any significant way, I'll bet. No, they would be let go because their cause is lefty. If they were in favor of anything right of Mitt Romney, they would be thrown in jail for 5 years.
Right. If they were pro-Israel. Yeah. We gotta fix that. Worldwide has to fix this. You don't get to throw paint on the Mona Lisa because it's getting hotter outside, or shut down traffic in New York or San Francisco because you don't like our foreign policy. We gotta end this somehow. You want to have a giant march with a million people, get the paperwork and do it, and you'll get plenty of attention. But you don't get to stop me from going to work. It's like that guy in that was somewhere in New York, right? That black guy had the people in front of his car. Look, I'm not going to run you over, but I got to get to work. You guys are morons.
That's right. I can't lose my job. I just started it. Right. Hurl them into the ditch and or the bay. Hey, I didn't ask you to block traffic on a giant bridge high in the air.
Joe just went on a long explanation of the importance of keeping the world order, I guess, in general.
Yeah, exactly. Not withdrawing American power so it's filled by others.
Hey, Joe, that was the biggest pile of steaming bullcrap you've ever served up. I'm worried about you. And we did get a lot of more detailed pushback on what is both of our views on this.
Mm-hmm.
It's something. At least so far, your argument, not you, Joe, but you, the texters who don't think we should be supporting Ukraine, is winning the day. I mean, there are enough Republicans that are stopping any funding from happening, and so far, there's a decent chance we're not going to fund them anymore, and they're going to lose, and Russia's going to keep that amount of territory, if not take the capital in the whole country.
Yeah, there are a couple arguments going on. You could be against continued Ukraine funding, but be in favor of America continuing to project power all over the world in concert with our allies. I understand that.
I haven't run into that person yet, but maybe they exist.
It's rare-ish, yeah. But, you know, if you think what I said about withdrawing from you know, the mechanisms that ensure order in the world and it being filled immediately by evildoers is crap, I don't know how to help you.
Right. It's hard to let go of this argument, but it's just so, and I don't want to sound condescending because I don't like when people do that to me if I did, but so you think that if Russia gets to do whatever they want to do, where China gets to do whatever they want to do, our lifestyle in the United States is going to continue the same? I just don't understand that.
Yeah, I'm trying not to be hurtful, too, but it's a little hard. You don't understand how things work.
Or do you think Europe will step up and push Russia out without us, and we don't have to do it, it's their neighborhood? Although I'm putting words in your mouth because nobody has said that.
I don't have to worry about my county. I'm just going to protect my house. I don't have to worry about my town. I'm just going to protect my house. I don't have to worry about my block. I'm just going to have to protect my house. Then it's just your house.
And they came for your house, and there was nobody there.
Well, you were there. You're missing my metaphor.
You're still there. You're not at all.
I'm still there. I'm not there.
What if I'm out of town? Does that make a difference?
Armstrong and Getty.
If you keep your money in a bank account, listen up. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are the sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock
Lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Contact Noble Gold Investments today. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Just use the promo code GOLD. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risk. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.